Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and whatever you want to talk about today. You're going to be directing the show. We're going to go for wherever your calls lead us. And, of course, we'll have to fill in with a little conversation of my own and fill in the gaps between calls with, you know, just tremendously interesting information coming from my lips to your ears, perhaps. But I'd much sooner have a conversation with you. So we do that by you picking up the phone and dialing the number, pressing the numbers on the keypad that coordinate with these numbers, 410-922-6680. Easy way to remember our phone number is to remember the station, WCBM, and its location on the dial, 680. That is also your phone number, 410-WCBM-680. Or if you're outside the local Baltimore dialing area on the Eastern Shore or maybe out in Western Maryland somewhere or in Southern Maryland, you can certainly pick it up the phone and call 1-800-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and get right in here and talk to us. The lines are completely open. We have no callers lined up, but we will be more than glad to take your call. Would love to take your call. So why not give us a shout here at on the show. Rockfish season is still underway, of course. The big trophy rockfish, there's still a few of them available, but we changed up this week and opened a little tiny bit more of the bay. It's still the main stem, but dropped the size limitations down from one fish over 28 inches to two fish between 18 and 28 inches. And one over 28 inches. If you can catch one big one and one other one over 18 inches. So, email. We'd love to hear from you on email from you all of you listening around the country. You know, we did this a couple months ago. Just ask who was out there. Well, we'd love to hear from you all, wherever you might be listening from. And you just drop us an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. No matter where you're listening in the country, just so I know you're out there and. You know, that would be helpful to me. Maybe we can address something in your home area, or if you drop me an email with a subject that's of interest, wherever you are, whatever's going on, maybe we can comment on that or, you know, get some information. Let's talk to Amy in Reisterstown. Morning, dear. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Alan.
What's going on?
I want to wish you, be the first one to wish you a happy birthday today.
Oh, actually, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay.
I do. I even forgot about it, Amy.
Oh, you don't.
Oh, I did.
You better not. I'll remind you.
I guess you just did.
As long as I'm living. Here, listen to this, Alan.
All right. I hope you didn't wake your hubby up with that.
No. He's a sound sleeper.
Thank you very much. That's the first time anybody's ever done that, Amy.
That's right. I like first time.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I like that. Well,
you have a good day and many more happy birthdays.
All right, Amy. Thank you very much. I'll think about you tomorrow and we'll play on my birthday and we will play that that podcast for everybody to hear.
Okay.
Thanks, dear.
You're welcome.
Take care.
I love you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There goes Amy from Reisterstown. I showed up when at Amy's party when she turned 90 here not that long ago, in March, I guess. Let's talk to Frank in Pikesville. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
What's up?
I'd like to tell you, on Preakness Day, they have, if you go to Maryland Live in Arundel Mills, the casino, they're giving out free 25 hours to every veteran, Marine, Army, Air Force, everything, today from 11 to 3, to
okay.
give you a 25-hour slot play.
Okay.
But my call is about when I go to Bass Pro or I go to Dick's Sporting Goods, all they do is they have 22 long rifle, little pistols or something, that were the numbing of America. There's no, you know, there's no handguns. There's no anything of any significance in any store anymore.
Well, you're going to the wrong places. I mean, I sat with the manager of Bass Pro Shop the other night, him and his lovely wife, at the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Foundation banquet. And, you know, that wasn't really a topic that came up. But, Frank, you got to understand that the availability of guns in this country is unbelievable. Even your best dealers are having trouble getting guns. Now, there are guns out there. The supply has started to loosen up just a little bit. And you got to understand, I go to these dealers every single day.
Well, Bass Pro is not, you know,
hey, Frank,
the price is
Frank,
way up.
Listen to me, Frank.
They have none.
Okay, you're not going to listen.
Oh, I am listening.
No, I'm going to tell you, just, you know, stop hammering on Bass Pro. They're good people.
I'm saying they don't yank the prices. That's great.
Well,
that's
no, they don't. And no, they don't. They'd lose their customer base if they did that. And there's a lot of dealers out there that don't jack the prices up. A lot of them. And you know, there's a lot of good, honest people out there. And there are other people out there that have taken advantage of people and jacked the prices up, just like you said. So you're right. If they don't jack the prices, you know, they're going to sell a lot more. Hence, you know, the availability is going to be lower because people flock there for guns. So, you know, it's common
right.
sense.
That's all I do. I mean, I could go to these gun shops, you know.
Yeah, you could.
On the road, but they're doubled. They're tripled.
Okay. Frank, look, there is an issue out there. Quite frankly, the people I deal with are not mindset to jack prices up. For example, Clyde Sports Shop, one of our great sponsors here, the guns have loosened up a little bit, and I'll send people to Clyde's every single day because the prices are not, you know, are not jacked up, as you say. They just use their regular normal markup.
I agree with you.
Now, the prices are from the manufacturer and from the wholesalers are going up because of supply and demand. That, you know, a gun that was, you know, $300 2 years ago might be, you know, $350, $375, $400 now, but that has nothing to do with the retailer. They got to pay for it. So,
yeah, I agree. Clyde's is wonderful, but
yeah, and there's and there are a pile
there,
of, there are
nowhere to park. You know,
Frank.
What I mean? How do you feel? I got a, you know, a stroller.
I'm trying to tell you how I feel.
Yeah, they're jacked up. Why weren't they jacked up when there was no Obama in there as the president?
Well, Frank, look, when there's no gas, certain stations jack the price up. When, you know, supply and demand, it's simple economics. People who have the supply can you know, increase the price to meet the demand.
So Homeland Security buying all the ammunition has nothing to do with this?
I don't know, Frank.
Well,
I don't know the. I don't know the. I don't.
That the government would buy, let's say, every piece of gallon of gas, so that the regular people have to pay $5 a gallon. That's what the government did. They bought all the ammo. They're buying everything up. So the people, you know, I call it the numbing of America.
Okay.
All I want to know is, do you agree or disagree? Not about you having lunch with the guy who owns Bass Pro.
I'm sorry, Frank. I think that was uncalled for, so you're going to go away now.
Okay, well, so does all your listeners. But go to Maryland Live, 25.
Well, that started my day off just wonderfully. Now, I had an interesting evening the other night. I think it was Wednesday night. I was asked to give a little speech. If you recall, a couple weeks ago, I talked about that and asked for your contributions to the speech. And if you'd like to hear it, I have it. But I'm only going to read it on request. I'm not going to force it down your throat. But I thought it was a pretty good speech. Maybe I'll give you a little snippets here and there. Let's talk to let's see what came in on the email. There's from my buddy John. I got to open that. Hey, yes, indeed. Yes. Thank you, John. It is 39 again. I am 39, turning 39 one more time. As you mentioned, Jack Benny, I remember that show when I was a kid. Oh, Rochester. I remember talking about, who was the other guy on the show? Who was his sidekick? Who was Jack Benny's sidekick? You don't remember? I can't remember. I don't know. It was always a fun show. Anyway, Jack Benny played the violin. Actually, it's going to be the 30th anniversary of my 29th birthday. So, or the 20th anniversary of my 39th birthday, whichever one you think. I was talking to the folks in seafood marketing this week, and I'm not a social media guy, although the show has a Facebook site. The Outdoorsman radio show has a Facebook page. Ellis Outdoors LLC has a Facebook page. Maryland Hunting Quarterly has a Facebook page, which is the most active of all of them. And Maryland Loves Crabs, the other magazine we do, also has a Facebook page, which is getting a little more activity now with crab season coming through. Apparently, the word was out that the folks at the Preakness had put the word out that they were selling all Maryland crab cakes, all Maryland crab meat, all Maryland, you know, crab meat was going into their crab cakes. Come to find out that that was only for the people in the grandstand, the masses who were going to be able to buy crab cakes were going to be fed imported crab meat, and the purchases had already been made, and that battle was waged on social media, and I believe the outcome was positive for Maryland crab meat suppliers. But it was interesting to talk with people to hear how that battle was going on social media, and nobody in the news would ever hear about it. So I guess it's the Dennis Day. Yes, Dennis Day. But, you know, the Preakness is coming up, and I don't know. Are we going to get a little weather, Brian? What do you think? I don't know.
It's all set. They got the bug boy on.
The bug boy?
The little fella's been riding his heart out. They're going to break his maiden.
Really?
But it's a little slow out there. It rained last night.
Oh, this baby loves the slop. Loves it. Eats it up. Eats the slop. Born the slop. His father was a mutter.
His father was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
What did I just say?
Yeah, a little clip from Seinfeld. You remember the scene where Kramer was standing in line to bet on the horses and was spilling his guts to the guy in line, and then the guy pulled a gun. Did he pull a gun on him? Oh, he won, and the guy, yeah, he won, and that's right, he won the bet, and the guy followed him, tried to rob him. That's exactly right. Huh. Yeah, well, things happen around the horse track. Hey, if you enjoy gardening, my buddy Jim Schillinger owns a little place down there on 97 called Papa John's Farm. When I say little place, I'm being facetious. It's huge. Huge greenhouses. Large amount of farm property. Now, Papa John's greenhouses, I think there's 8 or 9 of them, if I remember, are just bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. They have annuals by the pack or by the flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, colorful pansies, impatiens, petunias, vincas, and more. And they carry the proven winners, specialty plants as well. And I've seen some commercials for proven winter plants here recently. Now, Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too, ready to plant in your garden. Tasty tomatoes and squash and watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers and herbs. Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97 at exit 12. That's 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses to make your selections or call 410-969-5909. You can think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden or for your church. Why not? Give them a call, 410-969-5909. Now, Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger's, Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
Ladies and gentlemen, I urge you to visit MarylandShallIssue.org. That's MarylandShallIssue.org. That is the website for Maryland Shall Issue. The pro-gun organization has filed suit along with the Associated Gun Clubs of Maryland, Maryland Licensed Firearms Dealers Association, against Maryland State Police. And that was for the state's failure to process firearm applications within the 7 days mandated by Maryland law. It's taken up to 55 days, and that is uncalled for. So MSI is working for you and for your firearms right. It's called Maryland Shall Issue. The website is MarylandShallIssue.org, and we urge you to visit the website, read the information, see what public events are coming up, see what MSI is up to, and then join or make a donation to MSI, Maryland Shall Issue, the Citizens Defense League of Maryland. And once again, visit the website, MarylandShallIssue.org.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction.
Hey, let's talk to Bob in Essex. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
All righty. I called you last week to get your recommendations on some trout bait. I was taking my four-year-old granddaughter trout.
I remember. How'd it work out?
Well, we had a great time.
Sounds like you didn't catch any fish. Whenever somebody says, we had a good time, that doesn't mean you necessarily caught anything.
Well, we were able to hook one, and she got it up to the bank, on the edge of the water, and it got off.
Uh-huh. Well, how old is she?
She'll be four in September.
But did she have fun?
They were catching fish left and right all around us and all, but I don't know. We just couldn't do it right for some reason.
What were they using?
Well, they were using night crawlers, it seemed like the majority of the people. Mm-hmm. And that's what we had. We had night crawlers. I bought some of that power bait, like you said.
Right.
And then we had some Velveeta cheese.
Yep.
And it seemed like the majority of the people were doing good on night crawlers.
On night crawlers. If there was the water a little muddy, a little...
Well, what it was, they had a buoy go down the stream. It's like a private stream on the gun club, and they stock it, and it has like these little baffles that keeps like little sections of the stream where
yeah.
the fish at. And they had a buoy go down the middle of the stream earlier before everybody was allowed to start fishing and kind of like mixed everything up, and the water was real cloudy. So when we started fishing...
And why was that? Why did he do that?
I guess maybe... I mean, you can see rocks and all in there. I
yeah.
think maybe their reason to maybe stir the fish up a little bit or something, or maybe make the water cloudy. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
That's what they did.
Okay.
But like I said, I mean, they were catching them right left.
Yeah.
Majority of people using worms.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this, Alan. I think maybe I found out what my problem was. I was putting the worm on the hook kind of like an S and then making sure I covered the tip of the hook up.
Right.
And some of the other people, they were had it. It was like it was barely hooked on the hook and mm-hmm. it was like falling off. And
okay.
they seemed like they were the ones catching fish.
Well, yeah, they probably hooked it through the collar, which is where the breeding takes place. You hook it through there, which is a little bit tougher part of the worm, and you hook it one time. Maybe your hook was too big, Bob.
I had a number, number 8, I believe it was.
No, that's about the right size. The right size, yeah. Now, were you using great big giant night crawlers? Were you using a whole night crawler or half?
About a half.
Yeah.
Or maybe even a third of it. Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
There wasn't a way you could get a hold on that little tiny
Yeah. Truck. Well, you know, it maybe it didn't look quite natural for them, you know. I mean, they could smell it and that type of thing. But maybe just, maybe if you hook through the end next time or, you know, through that collar or something. Now, were they other people using, you know, garden worms or red worms? Or you don't know.
Really couldn't tell.
Just worms, huh?
Yeah, they weren't really that close. But,
yeah.
There was people right directly across the stream. I mean, the stream's 12, 15 foot wide.
Yeah.
And I'd throw my bobber over there exactly where theirs was, and it would go through the spot, nothing. And then they'd throw theirs there, and boom, underwater, gone. So it got kind of frustrating.
I understand it. So.
But, I mean, once the water cleared up, you could see. I mean, these fish they were catching now, and they were, I bet you, 14, 16 inches long.
No, that's nice. It's nice fish.
Yeah. One the people directly across from me had 7 of them.
Wow.
I believe he had 3 boys with him. But,
yep.
We had a great time.
As long as you had fun, that's the main thing. Take her out there again if you can, and you know, try it again one time. And again, you don't know whether those guys had their bobber 6 inches, you know, up the line further than you did, or 6 inches down the line further than you did. You know, you just don't know. I mean, the bobber basically is to. You know, if your bait was dragging on the bottom, maybe that's what it needed. If it was just off the bottom, maybe that's what it needed. You know, not being there and being in that situation, I don't know what to recommend for you.
Yeah, it seemed like every time somebody would catch one, I'd kind of try to take notice, like how far their bobber was from the hook and split shot and all that.
Sure.
I was close, but close enough.
I got you. Well, at least you had a good time. That's the main thing. You got her out there, and she hooked up with the fish, and she sees what it's all about. So
the look on her face when she was reeling that thing in—I mean, that was worth $1 million. It really was.
Nothing wrong with that. That's great.
But anyway, I just wanted to call you and let you know because you asked me to call you back, so I did.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for the update, and best to your little girl there. So
okay, happy birthday too, bud.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Take care.
All right.
Uh-huh. Bye bye. Boy, that Amy, she knows how to. Get things started, doesn't she? No, that's okay. 410-922-6680. 410-WCBM 680. 1-800-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM 680. 1-800-922-6680. I think I will share a little bit of this speech. Of course, you know, you start a speech, you welcome people, and you thank people, and you... And please, feel free to interrupt me with phone calls. And we talked about some accomplishments of the foundation, you know, like Sunday hunting in 2003 and the Maryland Hunting Heritage Protection Act in 2006, which was for no net loss of public hunting lands, the Yellow Perch Conservation Sustainability Act in 2007, funding for the Maryland Artificial Reef Initiative in 2007 and 2013, the Wildlife Poaching Prevention Act of 2012 and the 2013 Sportsman's Marketing Initiative. But first, let's talk to Mark in Randallstown. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm good, good. Just caught you on the air. Your call take a little surprise to hear me. He normally hears me call on political shows. Uh-huh. But this past week, I went out on a boat, and we went out of Kitten Arrows for rock.
Okay.
And we trolled just above the Bay Bridge.
On the far side, Mark?
Yeah. Well, no, we started on the near side, near Sandy Point.
Okay.
And we started over there like at 6:30.
Right.
And I mean, we were out until 12:30.
Yep.
And we got two.
Okay.
We got one at 34 inches and one about 30 inches.
Yeah.
So
it was 29. It was 29 and a half, wasn't it, Mark?
Say again?
It was 29 and a half, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just caught you in the air talking about after trophy season is over.
Yeah.
What's the limit again? 18 and below for one?
No, not below. It has to be over 18 inches.
Uh-huh.
You're only allowed one over 28. The limit's two.
Right.
So you can catch two between 18 and 28 or one over 28 and one between 18 and 28.
Okay. Well, what we were doing, like I said, what we used were we trolled.
Yeah.
So now the trophy season's over. Am I hearing that now used cut bait would be the best?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. They troll up into June. I mean, you know, and beyond. But No, you can still troll. There's still some big fish out there, and the smaller fish. You know, there might be another wave of those what they call Mayrock coming in now, unless they're here and gone already. But you could continue to troll. But keep in mind, the fish only has to be 18 inches to keep.
Right.
And you're allowed two, but you're only allowed to keep one over 28 inches. So, you know, it helps a little bit with the size. You know what
right.
I'm saying? But no,
right,
you
right.
you can continue to troll. What guys will be doing next will be mostly live lining. They'll be going out and catching spot. They'll be live lining spot, live
right,
bait.
Right.
You know. And but you know, there's still plenty of trolling going on. No question about it. I did hear early on that the top, you know, the guys that were trolling were catching the fish right on the surface, and they were using they weren't using the big giant 10, 12 odd hooks. They were using the 4-aught, 6-aught hooks.
Maybe that was it then.
So I don't know if
we were down low.
Yeah, and you should have been up maybe a little higher in the water column, you know, top 10 feet.
So. And I did hear on the fish line that, you know, the big rock were up northeast, and that's where we were going to go, but.
Yeah, if it would have been me, I would have probably gone to Love Point first.
You know,
that would have been my first call. What I would have done actually would have been called one of our sponsors like Clyde's or Fishbones and got a report for down that way if you're going to launch out of Sandy Point.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Well, I'm still
Or you might have gone below the bridge over there, gun thickets, or somewhere
well,
like
we,
that.
We went there afterwards, and it was the same. It was pretty much, again, 2-4 all day. We accept it happens, but
yeah.
Well, all right.
But I mean, you caught it right at the end too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the fish are. Yeah. You know, so
yeah, because we went out on the 14th, and I think. Trophy season over the 16th?
No, the 15th it changed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, June 1st is when the entire bay opens up. But you got the first initial trophy season, which starts in the middle of April, runs to the middle of May, you know,
right.
in round terms. And then from the middle of May to the end of May, you've got that. You've still got the tributaries closed, so you still have to go in the mainstream of the bay, but the size limits and bag limits or creel limits change. And then at the end of June, the entire bay opens up because the bulk of the fish are spawned out.
So, okay.
All right?
All right. Appreciate it.
No problem, Mark. Thank you. There we go. Email address is Ellis, my last name, ELLIS, @ellisoutdoors.com. So, Anyway, the topic of my speech, and please feel free to interrupt me, 410-922-6680, I don't mind, was the big picture. State of natural resources and our pursuit of our recreational pastimes, fishing and hunting. So I just made a few points, and maybe I'll share those with you in between phone calls. Hey, there's our buddy Kirk. Morning, Kirk. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah.
Right now, I should be standing on the shore of Loch Raven. That's where I. That's where I should be.
Yes, you should.
There's something about the morning.
Mm-hmm.
The smell that's in the air, and it took me a long time to realize that it was the anticipation.
Oh, yeah.
Just the night before, getting things ready, knowing you're headed out, and each cast, I always had it in my head, each cast, I was going to drop that Tony in front of that 20-year-old bruiser who'd be beating up on everything, and he was going to be so annoyed that he was just going to snap at that lure.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it sounds crazy. It was always a thrill.
It's always a thrill, man.
Always a thrill.
Yes, indeed.
But I've broached this subject with you before, but I wanted to hear your opinion again.
All right.
Because I write a lot about the different fish, and I found that in freshwater and saltwater, there were two fish that acted this way: bass, trout, snook, tarpon. They're aggressive, but they don't act like this. And that's
okay.
the pike in fresh water,
right.
And the mako in salt.
Yep.
They'll come right up to the boat. How many times? Just when you're lifting that lure out, that pike darts in and snaps
yep.
at it. And then he backs off and
yep.
looks at you. I mean, he looks at you.
Yep.
And especially with the mako, he'll come right up to the practically the transom. And I've seen him make three passes, and they tilt down a little bit so he can, as you can see, he's looking at you.
Yep.
And I'm convinced I don't want to project my own feelings into the fish, but that there's a curiosity, there's something in those fish that they're looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be that they think you're prey, you're too big.
Not necessarily in the case of a mako.
Oh, that's something. But there's something. They're looking, and what the hell are they? What are they thinking? They have to be thinking something, because they don't go. They're not afraid of you.
Nope.
And they're casual about it. They look and they fin back a little bit. And there's just. And I can't. What do you think is in these?
Here's what I think, and I'm trying, like you, not to project human. Human, quote, feelings, as Chris Plant on another radio station says, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. I don't feelings is what's in quotes. I think that they understand somewhere in their primitive nature that they are the top tier predator, and they don't really care what you are. They know that moments ago you provided a food source for them, and they're wondering where it went. And if you just do it again, we're going to show you what we're all about.
Yeah, that's a good. That's I didn't think that would follow that lure that it's that it's food, and they're going to nail that.
Yeah,
and
then you take it away from them.
And there's just. Something about the way that they look. I mean, they're just the way they're designed. I mean, minnow, a carp, they don't look like that. They don't act like that.
No,
but they've got the look, and I think they're great. They're great fish. And when I talk with some, the only person who's ever agreed with me is the guide I've used since 1981. We fished together out of Bud and Mary's, and he has said with mako that he totally agrees.
Yeah.
He said he's seen barracuda come up and do. I've never seen the barracuda do it, but he said yes, he has seen them. So I'm not.
Well, same deal.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm king of the jungle, so to speak. I'm the alpha predator here, and you're not going to mess with me. And I'm not afraid of you, because I'm not afraid of anything. I don't think fear is part of their makeup on those big top-tier predators, unless there's something bigger out there that can eat them. In the case of the northern pike and Loch Raven, or the case of a Mako shark, there's nothing out there that's going to eat them.
And so you don't think, as far as fear, that these fish don't... That's what I keep getting hung up on, that people say, you don't know S from Shinola when you talk about it. They're just fish. That's all that they... And they don't feel... fear. They don't feel this. They don't fear that. They don't feel those kind of. But there's something there. It's almost that there's a curiosity that they're looking to see what's going on.
Yeah.
And here I never thought about the food aspect, that they chase that lure, and they're looking for that. And what did you do to take that away from me?
Yeah.
But they're just they're great fish.
They
really are. And I miss not being able to see them and that kind of thing. And that's what I go on now, are the memories of these, some of the things that they've done, and the times when that Mako does hit, when he comes out. I mean, swear to God, they come out of that water like a rocket.
Oh yeah.
And it's just an incredible fish. It really is. So, if you humor my craziness.
No, that's all right, brother. Hey, you have fans out there. I don't know if you know that or not.
Oh, well, I'd say I don't know about that.
Well, we just got an email from John B., and he said, when you call, you make his day. He said you write. He wonders if any of your writings are published.
No, I've for all over the years, and I've never done anything like that, because, like I say, most of the time you fish by yourself, because no one in the family did, and I think they took it into some kind of way. You have to humor him and let him go off, and then he'll be happy, and he'll come back and do the things he's supposed to do instead of going off like this.
That's pretty funny.
It's this time of the time of the day, that transition between the dark and the light, and just the way the air smells, and you're getting ready to go, and it's just a great thing.
Yes, it is.
I feel sorry for people who can't appreciate it. I think it's one of the best things going.
Yep.
So,
hey, Kirk, do me a favor.
Sure.
I'm going to have Brian pick the phone up, get your phone number.
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Okay.
Have a great weekend. There goes Kirk. Hey, it's time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. So from now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you are in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater in the tidal rivers, the Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. Stop by your local fishing citation center, or check the fishing rule book, or even visit www.dnr.maryland.gov, that's www.dnr.maryland.gov, for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? Hey, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop for a minute. Now, I mentioned them earlier, and that the firearms inventory is getting a little bit better. So if you're still looking for that firearm for home protection or even for hunting, you're certainly invited to try out Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit Number 9. Now, they do carry handguns, they carry long guns, shotguns, rifles, self-defense firearms, they carry Browning, they're a full-line Browning dealer, they have a great 725 Satori sporting model for shotgun sports, and a field model if you like to do some upland hunting with that, and they've got all the fishing tackle that you could need, want, or imagine for anything from panfish to rockfish. So why not give them a call? The fishing hotline number is 410-247-FISH. That's where you'll get an up-to-date fishing report. Or you can call the store at 242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. And don't forget their website, clydesports.com. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners.
Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bed liners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex spray-on bed liner. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
It's your chance to sound off on local, national, and international developments from 9 to noon on the Tom Marsh Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
CCR there for you. I had a buddy send me a picture the other day of some wood duck drakes or, oh, some turtles. That's what it was. And made a reference to these turtles are happy together. And I said, you know, you're revealing your age there, buddy. And he said, yeah. I said, was that 67, 68? And he said, yeah, it was 1967. I just looked it up. I said, yeah, I remember. I actually saw the turtles in concert one time back then when I was a teenager. It was the Turtles and the Vogues and Spencer Davis all together. That was one evening. And then the next night at a different location was Sonny and Cher. Got to see Sonny and Cher before Sonny room, you know, assumed room temperature. But that was pretty cool. That was at the height of their career. Oh, got to see a lot of those good groups back then when I was a kid. I was in a convenience store yesterday, and Wooly Bully was playing. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. So, and this is not a music show. This you're just indulging me, folks, and I appreciate that. But we certainly do welcome your phone calls, 410-922-6680. Let me get back to this speech a little bit. The first point I made was this. There are over 500,000 of us in Maryland, anglers and hunters. Every year we spend over $2 million a day, and the effect is over $1 billion instilled into the economy of Maryland, a force to be reckoned with if we can get our act together. Our fish and wildlife resources are abundant, and because of our conservative, science-based management approach, including fish and game regulations for seasons, creel limits and bag limits on surplus fish and game species, they are sustainable. Our opportunities are limitless, and that's because of the leadership by the officials who are charged with resource management. assembled in this room tonight, and I'm addressing a room in a hotel in Annapolis, are leaders. Here are leaders of conservation groups, top officials in state government, lawmakers, and successful businessmen. Is it too much to ask all of you leaders to come together, setting aside your self-interest, to lead the sportsmen and women of Maryland to unify as one voice to support, defend, and promote the heritage and the traditions we all love? That was a question. Let's talk to Walt in Cadenceville. Good morning, Walt. How you doing, brother?
Good morning, Alan. I got a couple stories. One of them pertains to the fellow that was worm fishing for trout.
Yeah.
Well, to lead up to that, I used to go fishing with a buddy of mine, I'd say 10, 15 years ago, at the lake. What's the lake just past Liberty Dam?
Piney Run Park.
Piney Run Park. Used to go out there all the time. Now, this guy was not a clean freak, but, you know, he had his hair straight, and he shaved every morning before going fishing and all that. And we get in the boat.
I don't even want to hang around that guy.
Okay.
Just kidding.
We get in the boat. They'd open it at 6 o'clock in the morning. We'd be in the boat, and I would out catch this guy 5-6 fish to one.
Right.
Okay, now, I'd always giggle. And I never really got to telling him that until after the first season that we started fishing. And this might pertain to the fellow with the worms. What it was is he was always clean-shaven, freshly aftershaved.
Yep.
Now, I'd go fishing with this guy, and I'd out catch him 5-1. And it took, like, for the whole month of May is when the fishing was good up there. And what it was this guy would wear aftershave, and then he would touch his baits, because we were throwing artificials.
Yeah.
And slow baits, you know, topwaters or something. And I would out catch him 5-1.
Sure.
Because of his aftershave. Now, this might pertain to the fellow that was worm fishing. If everybody around is out catching you and you're using the same bait, if he put aftershave on or some hand lotion or something like that, it will totally change your day of fishing.
Sunscreen. Sunscreen's terrible. Terrible.
And I have another little story.
All right. And by the way, Walt, along that same line, real quick, you've heard about the tradition of spitting on your bait.
No, I haven't.
Heard about that?
No.
Really?
Holding your mouth the right way.
No, but, you know, I've heard ever since I was a kid, well, you spit on that bait, you know, you'll catch more fish. And I've seen it, I don't know, movies or whatever, guys will take a big old chew of tobacco and spit on their bait. But I've always said, you know, I've always heard spit on your bait.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, that does have some
enzymes
in your saliva will destroy the odors on the bait.
Oh.
Yeah. But anyway, your next story, please.
Okay, next story. My friend goes out on a charter boat during the rockfish tournament.
Right.
Okay, he's not in the tournament.
Right.
Okay, he goes out. He catches a 51-incher. They only caught two fish all day.
Right.
One was a 51-incher. Okay, he gets off the boat, checks the fish in.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And a week later, he gets a citation in the mail for $250.
Why?
Because the captain didn't re-register the all-purpose fishing sticker you put on your boat.
Really? So he was charged with fishing without a license.
That captain's name got home and ended up getting a ticket for $250. I just thought that was funny.
I think I'd be knocking on the captain's door.
I think they worked it out.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah. But those are the two stories. One of them has to do with odor with your hands. And, you know, I can truly relate to the fellow that goes out to Loch Raven. I used to go there and just enjoy the heck out of crappie fishing underneath the bridge there.
Gotcha. All right, brother. We got to move on.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Walt.
All right, take care, buddy. Bye-bye. There we go. Let's talk to Blazing Bear out there in Eldersburg. Hey, Blazing Bear. Hello? Did Blazing Bear not hang on? I guess he had to go. Busy man. All right, Blazing Bear. Well, that's all right. So, anyway, the first two points that I made in the speech is that we are forced to be reckoned with, an economic force. And then Blazing Bear's back. Hey, Blazing Bear, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Praise the Lord. That's good. Hey, I was just calling. The wife and I are on our way to our annual golfing outing for the Royal Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
And, we're listening to your music as we go up the road.
Sure.
You know what? I turned off Willie Nelson to listen to your music. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
Well, I appreciate that, man. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you like the music.
I can listen to it on Saturday morning. It's not a problem.
No, I'm glad you like the music, though, rather than the talking. You know, I mean, the information.
It's okay, but you know I don't fish.
I know, yeah.
The only time I do water is when my golf ball goes in the pond.
Yeah, you and Sergio, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
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 All right.
Hey, I really want to compliment you on that article that Mineral Bob put in your newspaper. That was pretty nice of Heartwood Outdoors, wasn't it?
That was nice what they do, and it was nice of Bob to do that. Yes, indeed.
How long has Bob been writing articles?
A month or two.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, he's been writing for about 6 months.
Yeah, you're starting to get some good quality people in your magazine.
Well,
I passed away about 45 of them.
Well, that's good. You keep doing
Tracy, Tracy gave me a whole bunch of them, and I passed them out.
That's good. Well, we were glad to see the kids had a good time. We had them on the radio show here like a week before that. Well, we actually had them on the radio show that aired the day of the youth turkey event. So
right?
he was up there working with those kids while we were on the radio. Miracles of modern technology.
Yeah, he don't tell me everything. He just uses me as a cook at the camp. That's all I do.
Hey, well.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
Everything at Randall's Town okay?
Everything's good.
All right.
All right, man.
Have a wonderful day, and stop to see me.
All right. Thanks, Blazing Bear.
God bless.
Bye-bye. You too. Take care. Bye-bye. There goes Blazing Bear. And he'll never let me tell the story of how he got his name, Blazing Bear. But that's all right. We'll keep that between us there, buddy. Well, there's the music. Maybe we'll see who calls the next hour. Or I'll just keep poking away at this little speech and see if I'm making any sense to you. And we'll go from there.